Yes, sir. This is the Enigma Step Hour. It's your boy Enigma September. Glad you guys can make it. Clap it up for yourselves. You should be happy, I hope. It's February 1st, 2019, the beginning of Black History Month. So, again, be happy, black people. Be proud of yourself. Also, too, want to give a quick shout out to none other than my ace, my homie. You know what I'm saying? Bro, been down for a better of almost 28 years now. Almost 26, about 26 years. My man Marlon, a.k.a. Yoke, a.k.a. Ebony's husband, and now's daddy. It's my man's birthday today. Shouts out to him. Also, too, one of my favorite rappers in my top five. My man, Big Boy of Outkast. Today is also his birthday. He just dropped a wax single. Keep it real. Hey, sorry. The Stevie Brown joint was dope, but the Killer Mike, he could have killed that. But we'll get into that later. But we'll get into it. This is episode 26 of the Enigma Step Hour, powered by Freedom Train Network, giving a platform for black voices. You know what I mean? Shouts out to Pat. Shouts out to Joe. What's good with you boys? Appreciate y'all and everything y'all do. And tonight, the irony, I'm going to start the Black History Month 2019 with a white artist, because it's the Enigma Step Hour, and I'm weird like that. But this man got soul. It's my bro. So that don't even matter. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Y, a.k.a. Super Fly Super Y, in the building. Well, not in the building, but he'll be calling in at the 11 o'clock hour. You know what I'm saying? My man got some things to get off his chest. It's about to get spicy. It's about to get real spicy tonight. You know, get your hot sauce on them chicken wings. It's about to get real spicy. My man got to clear up some things, so y'all make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Remember, if you're listening, if you're watching the video, you got the live joint popping on YouTube. Remember to like, leave a comment, share this video, and also subscribe to the YouTube page. You can find my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaStep927. That's the youtube.com/EnigmaStep with a T at the end, 927. Again, let me know that you're listening. I see the views that's popping, and I appreciate that. Appreciate y'all listening, tuning in, all that good stuff. But yeah, man, let people know if you're vibing to it. You know what I mean? Also, too, those in YouTube land, you can also check out my past 25 episodes over at www.freedomtrainradio.com, as well as you can check it out on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. You can either search the Enigma Step Hour, or you can search Freedom Train Network, or Freedom Train Network Presents the Enigma Step Hour. And really, anywhere you can find podcasts, I think Podcast Addict, I found about 10 episodes over there. There's anywhere you find podcasts outside of Spotify, but we're working on that. So it's all good. Oh, yo, also, too, before I get into the first track of the evening, shouts out TJ Chapman and everybody over there at Goldie Sounds for the In The Mix social media mixer that they had tonight. Good vibes. That's out of everybody that I connected with, you know what I'm saying, all my homeboys, you know, Tarif Knockout. My man, The Beast was in there. Better Music, DJ Didn't Kill Him. Just a bunch of people, man. Black Tarzan. Everybody. Everybody I ran into, man. DJ Stern, Shelby and D, you know what I'm saying? There's so many people, man, that fell through. You know what I'm saying, man? Rothoro was there. Yeah, man. It was good vibes. So even though it was a rainy event, you know what I'm saying? Everybody came through and it was cool vibe. Everybody was down with it. My man Darvon, Deshaun, my man Chad Rhymes, all of them, man. You know what I'm saying? All the new people I met, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out, man, King Red, you know what I'm saying? Everybody connected with. So, yeah. So we should keep the same moving. Y'all let me know if you vibing, and we'll go from there. So without further ado, we're going to go into this first track. We'll make a little bit of a throwback, if you will. I'm going to go with my man Eric Days. You know what I mean? I haven't won him for a minute, pause. Haven't won his joints, so felt like I want to ride out something. So we're going to go ahead and play this Trenches. My man Eric Days, produced by my man John Kemp. This is the Enigma Stuff Hour. You got time, baby?
White boy hand pump, my Negro amped up. Go zero to a buck, chillin' like the Hamptons. Bustin' like a handgun, I pop up so random. Pose for the camera, I am not a dancer. I do what the thugs do, yeah I'm bustin' thug moves. My level's above you, charge 100 for the feature. Put 100 on my feet, yeah that shoe gave me some heat. Need my pockets lookin' obese, can't be out here lookin' petite. Time is money, life elite. Protect, please believe, my faith on my sleeve. Cook up every trench they eat, mixing like a barista. I'm so dope that it's a league. You so mediocre, you's a student, I'm the teacher. Better read up, I get weighed off like a bench press, then I re-up. Lil mama some like Diana Ross, she's a diva. If you feed her, she insists on tipping, she's a keeper. I'm so inhumane with these bars, I'm a creature. I'm worldwide, you just loca, like La Vida. I got what you need, all the tools, I'm by Vila. You be simple-minded cause you choose, I'm Cerebra. Me and John Kemp got chemistry, I'm the receiver. He drew up the play, I get wide open if you leave me. If I give my heart to you, baby, don't you leave me. If all of a sudden it pop off, don't you leave me. I'm a square with him, you handle his girl Kiki. I don't say too much, you know them quiet boys are sneaky. Mild man is still a wild boy like Michael Beasley. Slide in just to slide out, did it crazily. I be in them trenches, yeah, I be in them trenches. Your favorite rapper cannot cut the mustard. Frenches, Arschlet Emil, that's my brother, an extension of me. If I get out of character, he'll intercede. I'm okay with that, I don't need no yes man. Point me to the booth and I go in, don't ask no questions. I'ma give 110%, nothing less than. I supply the supper in excess, it turned to breakfast.
Yo, this is the Enigma Step Hour. That's my man Eric Days with Trenches. You know what I mean? Yo, you're in the YouTube land. YouTube, check it. If you want to hear the songs, make sure you check the podcast. It'll be available every Monday, again, at freedomtrainradio.com. Also, too, check out all the other podcasts. Also, too, those in podcast land. You know what I mean? You can always check out my little spills, or, you know, if I got a guest and we talking, via that extra convo at youtube.com/Enigma Stuff 927. Both ways. Pause. Go both ways. Anyway, man, we're going to get into this hip-hop news, what's popping out here in the world of hip-hop and music. First off, we go get personal real quick. Man, shout out to my man, DJ A to the L. And that's DJ A2DL, since a lot of people think I be saying ATL. No, I know my man's name is A to the L because his name is Allen. Silly. But my man back on his feet, you know what I'm saying? He was back in the flight this past Saturday. He's back in the booth over at Blazing 102.3 with my man Stess the MC doing the digging in the crates. So salute to Team Clear. My man, you know what I'm saying? He had heart surgery or whatever, but he's back. The ticker is fine. He's back running. So he just, you know what I'm saying, building. So, bro, you know what I'm saying? If you're listening or if you're watching, salute to you. Take care of yourself. I know DJ Kenny gonna take care of you. She got an event tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, at her hit center. So, you know what I'm saying? Salute to them, man. Love the people, love the couple. That's my bro, and I'm glad he's back. On the flip side, the music industry, in particular, black music industry, in particular, R&B, lost a giant. And James Ingram, the great James Ingram, passed away this week. Yo, he was instrumental, man, in the game, especially, you know what I'm saying, 70s and the 80s, R&B. He had a number of hit songs, number of songs he contributed to, particular PYT, you know what I'm saying. Actually, he rewrote it. They had it, I think they said Mike wrote it. James Ingram came in and was like, nah, it's trash, son. It's trash. Let me show you how to do this. And, yo, he made the classic what it is today. But he had classics himself, you know what I'm saying? He had a joint with Patti LaBelle. He had some other joints, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he worked with Quincy Jones. So, yeah, it was a big loss. But, you know, these things happen, man. So, RIP to James Ingram and, you know, condolences to his family. The other hip-hop news lightened it up. I told y'all, man, Tory Lanez versus everybody. You know what I mean? It was a little back and forth between him and Don Q coming out of the Bronx. Listen to the joint, and I don't know, man. I mean, Don Q was dope. He was straight. You know what I'm saying? I don't really know Don Q like that. Call me out the loop, if you will. But, Tory Lanez kind of ate him, bro. Pause. It's like I said last week. Shout out to Genius the Kid, man. Y'all just got to come out and just clown this fool. It's not going to – don't try to bar him because he's set up for that. And that's what it is. Like, he clowning people, and he know that he got bars for you. But he just relaxing because he's an R&B dude. He really don't have to do this. Like, stop taking it that serious. I mean, do your research, but stop taking it that serious. Like, Tory Lanez, like, 3 feet. He a leprechaun, bro. Bro, and the funny thing about it, the person that really killed him was the little doll chick. I don't know if it's Cash Doll, Baby Doll, Mike Doll. I don't know, one of them dolls. But apparently she was in the mix of the beef, you know what I'm saying, because Tory Lanez got out. He said he smashed, but he said Don Q had to pay. And apparently what happened was Don Q, you know what I'm saying, he put on the song and apparently, allegedly smashed. Tory Lanez was like, he gets smashed for free. But nah, she came back and, oh, yeah. Like, if it, it may be over Tory Lanez because, yeah, I think it's Cash Doll. Oh, one of them dolls, she, yeah, yeah. So it may be one of Cleopatra type joints. He thought he was smooth. Tory Lanez was taking all the dudes out and just having a woman just to, you know what I mean? Straight stamps on him, just cut his hair or his fake hair or all that, you know, extensions that he got. So I got jokes. Y'all can hate me later. Anyway, what else you got, man? We got more serious stuff. What I want to talk about? What y'all want to talk about? Y'all hit me up, man. Anybody in the comment section, you watching, always hit up the comment sections. No, anybody hit me up in the comment section. Y'all lame. Come on, man. Let me know you here. You hit me with, I got my Twitter up. I know Outlaw Beats be hating on me. Come on, I'm on Twitter deck. But hey, it is what it is. You can always hit me up on Twitter at EnigmaSup9. The number for you, at EnigmaSup9, the number 9. Just hit me up on Twitter if you got any questions. Or, you know, even after the podcast, if you listen to the podcast, I say something, you like, nah, E, you was wrong. At me, bro. Let me know. And, okay, cool. One topic I want to get into today, it ain't really hip-hop per se, but I thought it was interesting. I just want to speak my piece. Ain't gonna front, the legendary, commentator and reporter, Tom Brokaw got into some hot water for somewhat racist statement, depending on how you look at it. Maybe accidentally racist. Now, Tom Brokaw can't say the man's name right. I don't feel bad. Maybe I need to assimilate. He made some statements earlier today that was speaking about, I guess, illegal immigration and also to Hispanics in America. And he went into this spiel about Hispanics that come into America and they need to assimilate into the culture. And I think if you listen to the comment, and y'all can, you know, look it up. Just look up Tom Brokaw's racist. But I think, like, he was trying to make a balanced argument in regards to, because he was saying, first of all, that, you know, you have, he was basically saying white people scared. He was trying to say white people are racist at first. Like, white people are pretty much scared that all these brown people are taking over and their grandkids are going to be brown and they don't know how to take it, right? That's what he was essentially trying to say in the beginning, but I think he was trying to be fair. So he came with a statement of, and Mexicans or Hispanics need to assimilate into American culture. Like, yeah, older maybe. I don't know. I don't want to be ageist, but I don't think he understood the idea that assimilation is not really like a racist code word, you know. America is a melting pot, or at least it wants to be recognized as a melting pot. But as a melting pot, you basically put the cultures together. It's not about trying to follow a main culture. Because essentially, the main culture in America, when people talk about, you know, saying the mainstream America or basically mainstream America, they're basically speaking about white America and what white Americans expect everyone else to act like. And that's not acceptable because a lot of what people expect out of white America is based on white supremacy. Having to speak English. Like, English was almost not even the official language of America in the beginning. It was like one vote away from being German. We could have been around here speaking German and having a turkey as a mascot. You know, so this whole idea of, you know, having to speak English is ludicrous. I mean, well, being able to speak English, but it being the only language that you know. And it's funny because we would be better off if we knew multiple languages. Actually, it's funny because if you think about terrorism, or if you think about this America that Donald Trump is so afraid of in regards to the Mexicans coming over and taking over our country if we don't build this wall, was a lot easier if you as a mainstream or a white American don't know Spanish. If you refuse to learn Spanish because you think it should be English only, yeah, guess what? You probably put yourself in more danger if you don't know Spanish. And so if there was somebody who was trying to attack you or trying to do whatever vicious against you and they just happen not to know English, only know Spanish, if you know Spanish, you could protect yourself. But you want to be an idiot and say, oh, no, I shouldn't have to learn Spanish. Just stupid. No, it's a melting pot. Open your mind. It doesn't have to be it's not Mayberry, okay? Them days over with. That's why the whole Make America Great Again is retarded. The 50s are over with. Eisenhower is dead. We're not going there. We should be looking to move forward in this country and progress in this country, not trying to look back. All right? It may have been some good things, but we can't go back. The past is the past, man. Move forward. You know what I mean? So, yeah, speaking of racism, I know that I get into it. We had the incident with Jesse Smollett. Allegedly, he was attacked in Chicago this week. And according to reports from himself and his manager, two assailants attacked him after he was leaving the subway, apparently 2 o'clock in the morning, which I've been in the subway 2 o'clock in the morning, so it ain't hard to believe. Y'all relax. And they called him a faggot. They called him a nigga. And then they beat him up, broke his rib, put a rope around his neck, and told him that this is MAGA country. So it's been so messy. The tea has been so messy in regards to this, mainly because basically like two marginalized groups like fighting each other, and I find it's crazy. You got black people that say it's a racist attack, which it was, and you got gay people and that group. I ain't finna name all them letters. Not because I'm homophobic, but because I'm lazy. honestly, LBGT plus IQ, whatever. That saying that it was a homophobic attack, which it was, allegedly. And you kind of got this argument about intersectionality. And the gay people and gay black people are saying that black people in general aren't being supportive of the gay side of it. Black people are saying that white gay people are being quiet about the racist side of this. And honestly, for me, myself, and I'm going to speak for myself and the small number of people that I follow in my social media world, I really don't see it. I see people complaining about it, but I don't see people ignoring it. Like, I've seen a number of straight black males that denounced this attack, this alleged attack, and I didn't see anybody be like, he deserved it because he's gay. No. Nor have I really seen people really be like, oh, it was just racist. It was just a racist attack. You know, it didn't have nothing to do with him being gay. No, people say it was an attack. They may say it was, maybe they didn't say it was a gay attack. But I think for the most part, I mean, I can understand why people may look at it as not strictly, or I'll say this, in regards to the alleged story goes, the only thing that really ties it in, and I don't know, apparently they've been stalking him and he's been getting messages, so it could be some extra stuff. But as far as the attack itself, from what I know, this is the only thing that really deems it as a attack on his sexual identity. It's the fact that they call him the F word, or they call him a faggot. Ain't with that F word, N word crap. They call him a faggot, which is unfortunate and an ugly word. But that pretty much it. Take that on top of the other stuff. You know, call him a nigger. And apparently it's supposed to be two white guys. They call him a nigger that put a rope over his neck and apparently put a substance on him, which people have been calling bleach. If you look at those things, the weight in regards to the racial side of it versus the homophobic side of it tends to lean to the more racial side. I think if anyone is leaning towards that racial side, that's why. I don't think it's a situation of people wanting to avoid the fact that he was attacked because he's black and he's gay. But I think people may be leaning more on the racial side of it is because of the nature of the attack. And particularly because they put a rope over his head, they apparently put bleach on him which goes into his skin color. You know, he's light as hell anyway. But then also too, the fact it says MAGA country, and like I said it before, a lot of people look at "Make America Great Again" as a racist statement, because when America was supposedly great, gay people, black people, women were all in their place at that time. But being coming from white guys talking to a black man, it looks like most of it was about his race, but you can't deny that it wasn't about his sexual identity as well. And I wouldn't be comfortable saying that. I wouldn't say that. But I think people may be looking at it in that sense because of the nature of the attack. So honestly, that didn't chill out. You know, all my black power people that want to act like, oh, white gay people ain't stepping up. We ain't worrying about them. They step up when if they don't step up, hey, it is what it is. And my gay black people. Look, man, people are coming around. It's gonna take time. It's gonna take time. Keep fighting the good fight. People are coming around. Trust and believe. A lot more than they have in the past. Keep fighting the good fight. You know, don't be so on edge to try to knock people out or knock people off when they can be an ally. You know, and I say that for any marginalized group. Don't be quick to knock off. Like, I'm pro-black, but I have no problem with white people being an ally. I'm not going to knock you off because I think, oh, you're a white man, you'll never understand. No, you may. If you want to understand, I'm gonna give you that door to come in and understand what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to knock you off because you may have done something in the past that was racist, especially if you didn't know. You may have not known. You may have involved yourself in something racist but didn't understand what it was. You know what I'm saying? But if I give you that dollar and you correct your actions, then, hey, let's go. Because that means you're willing to fight the fight, and I got to respect that. You know what I mean? So, yeah, let's chill out, man. And let's pray for Jesse Sulet for that he recovers. And, you know, let's hope it's been real. Also, too, let me get to the other thing. And then we're going to get to some music, man. Another talk of the town has been the Killer Mike interview on the Breakfast Club. He had a discussion, a little back and forth, got a little heated with DJ Envy. And that rubbed people the wrong way. So I want to speak on that. And, of course, you know what I'm saying? I'm definitely team Killer Mike and what Killer Mike was talking about. But I think it was a misunderstanding in regards to what they were discussing. I think Killer Mike was basically trying to say we need to raise our black children in black spaces so they can build a confidence instead of just throwing them into white spaces. And kind of go back to what I was saying before in regards to mainstream America, mainstream white America. Because when you think about mainstream white America, it unfortunately inundated with white supremacist mentalities and thoughts and mores, and that hasn't been eradicated. So when you put a fragile black child into that, they may succumb to that white supremacy thinking without even knowing it. You know what I'm saying? They need time to build themselves. And Killer Mike was saying, look, keep them in these black schools, even if it's black public schools, so they can build that confidence, and then you can send them out into the world where they can deal with white supremacy because they have a true sense of self as a black person in America and be proud of themselves. Envy was on some like private schools are better than public schools, and he basically was like dissing public schools. And the problem with that, with him dissing public schools, is like, bro, there may be issues with public schools, but you're not addressing why there's issues with public schools. And a lot of those issues with public schools are tied into racism and white supremacy, you know, redlining, black unemployment, black underpayment, you know what I'm saying, with their working jobs or whatever. And a lot of that tie in with taxation and the amount of money that goes into these schools and build these neighborhoods. And also gentrification. You have a black neighborhood, but then it's destroyed by racist economic practices from the past that is still relevant today. And then, you know, these neighborhoods get taken out by white corporate structures that can come in and eradicate and destroy those black neighborhoods. You know, there's different reasons why these schools are bad, but you just dissing the schools and dissing the teachers without explaining why those schools are bad and having that understanding. And with that, you know what I'm saying, it really just made Envy look bad, you know what I mean, and not understanding my bad. I'm muting myself, y'all. I'm going to wrap it up. But I think Envy really didn't understand that the way he was coming across. And he was just trying to vouch for private school. But I think he was trying to vouch for private schools because I think with Envy, being able to take his kids, he was proud in putting his kids in private school because he's worked hard to get his money to put himself in the status where he can do that, which is understandable. You know what I'm saying? As a man, and you want to take care of your kids. But I think he didn't understand that with him dissing public schools and dissing teachers in public schools, that he wasn't really putting the finger on what makes public schools bad if and when they are bad. And a lot of that is tied into racist structures in America. And when you think about that, then it's hard for you to pinpoint if these teachers are whack or if these schools are whack. You know what I mean? He has missed that point. But I do think Envy, you know, being that he went to HBCU, so he should know better. He really should know better. But I think he got caught up. It was beige rage. They made fun of him, but it was true. He got caught up in his pride, and, you know, he ended up looking crazy. So hopefully he'll come back around. But, you know, Killer Mike, I do believe what Killer Mike said. I'm a product of that. You know what I'm saying? I grew up going to mostly predominantly black schools. I went to, and really what set my pride in regards to me being a proud black man is going to the CK Steele summer camp and being taught, you know, all the stuff that black people did in the past, and gave me a sense of pride of myself moving forward. So when I was eventually going to white spaces, being if I went to a school that wasn't predominantly black, or when I was in the IB program, when I was at Rickards, like, I had a sense of pride in myself because it had been put into me in my mind and my heart, you know what I'm saying, when I was amongst my own people. But it wasn't a sense of me being arrogant. It was just I had an understanding of who I was as a black person. You know what I mean? So I do co-sign what Killer Mike was saying. But regardless, man, just had to say my piece on that. Maybe we can go into this next track, you know what I'm saying? Put my man Killer Mike. I ain't got Killer Mike track. Not tonight. My man Tarif Knockout, man. I'm play his track, Clarity. Then we're gonna come back, man. Hopefully get in this interview. So y'all stay tuned. This is the Enigma Step Hour. You got time, baby.
Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame cause popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame comes popularity. This weekend, you gon' remember me. Man of the century, where's my cover on time? To these mediocre minds, I'm like a young Einstein. With no cosign, man, I bet I outrhyme more than half of mankind. Man, your girl is too fine. She said I got next, and if not the truth lied, I'm like a bird or a plane, better look up in the sky. Told my past life goodbye, anytime that I write. There ain't no kryptonite, they play my songs in Dubai. I was born for these snares, I was made for your ears. They calling me the people's champ, you think that Ali up in here. I'm watching for the throne as I'm sitting in this chair. I'm so far gone, damn you MC Square. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame comes popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame comes popularity.
this weekend you gon' remember me. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame comes popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Staying in my lane, giving this game all I got. I'm doing all I can, dribbled out the final clock. We cutting down them nets, then I'm focused on the next. Florida hot like 9-7, drop them bombs, fuck flex. Life is just a test where you caught up in the hex. I'm shopping up in Target and my fans wanna pick. I'm living out my dream, never following no script. Chick-fil-A open on Sunday, no, that don't make no sense. I done seen the worst, went from spam to the lamb. Tell LeBron James, play this on his Instagram. My family plotting, no time for parasites. I fantasize my afterlife, these paradigms of paradise. Oh Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame comes popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame comes popularity. This weekend you gon' remember me. Lord, I need some clarity. Peace, love, and prosperity. With the fame comes popularity. Evil ones that breed jealousy. Lord, I need some. Oh Lord, I need some. Oh Lord, oh Lord. Tarif knockout. Local rapper part one.
All right, and we back. This is the Enigma Step Hour. That's my man Tarif Knockout with Clarity. Number one gospel rap song of 2018, apparently. I got jokes. Anyway, man, let's get spicy. My man, long time homie, been doing this thing for a minute, and I'm glad to have him on the show, even though he left us for lonely down here in Tallahassee. So, without further ado, got my man Y, a.k.a. Superfly, Super Y. Dr. Drew, what's good?
How's it going? It just said I was unmuted. I feel like I'm ready to go now.
You free. We's free.
Unmuted. Unmuted and ready.
What's going on with you, man?
It's good, man. I've enjoyed the first half of the podcast. I hope we can keep it going, you know?
Yeah. Again, like I said earlier, I was like, I'm going to start off Black History Month with a white artist, and then I go into all this racial hip-hop news, and then I got you here. So I'm out here looking
for you. Got me here.
Out. Yeah, but you down for the cause, you down for the culture, man. So there's no discrepancy in having you here, man. I got love for you. Like I said, I know you love the culture. I know you definitely an ally in the fight, you know what I'm saying, for equality in this country. So, yeah, you good in my book. I don't care what anybody else say.
Well, I appreciate it, man. That means a lot. That really does. So I do appreciate that.
No doubt. And let people know, you know what I'm saying? If you know anything about my music, at least, I did do a collaboration. Hey, JC said, what up, man? Got JC in the comment section.
Oh, nice. Tell him what's up. I need the next time I'm in Tallahassee, I want to stop by the radio station. Because every now and then I get tweets. I'll get tweets that you're playing some tracks. And so, you know, I appreciate that, seeing that up here.
We got you. You fam, bro. I told you. Yeah. You fam.
Yeah.
You already know that. Matter of fact, I was looking, you know what I'm saying? I was, because of the topic we were discussing tonight, I was looking at some videos or whatever. And I ran into a video, I think it had to be 2014. You had just dropped the Tallahassee joint. I think you were still, matter of fact, you had just recorded the video for Tallahassee.
Okay.
And you was up there, and I think it was you, it was DJ A to the L, he was interviewing you. It was DJ Fumo on the Ones and Twos, shout out to DJ Fumo. You guys were at the station, it was up at 89.7 WVFS. And I think Wildebeest had to be there somewhere because he mentioned Wildebeest. So, yeah, it was funny because you was red as a beet, bro. Like,
it was a hot day, that Tallahassee day. And I was wearing those stupid sunglasses, so I probably, that was showing too. It was like that old, you remember that commercial where the guy was like, the boss is never going to know I spent all day at the beach. And he takes off the sunglasses. You remember that one?
Right. Like I know exactly what you're talking about. Right.
Yeah, that's probably what I looked like.
Right.
So, not a good look.
Nah, it was a good look.
If I remember, A to the L said, he goes, you know, we got my man in the station here, Lobster Boy. I think he called me Lobster Boy.
Yeah. And it was funny because you was like, you kind of had a look where you was kind of like, okay, I know he's joking, but okay, just gonna take.
But
it.
I was offended. I've been holding it in for like 5 years, and I just wanted to know. Yeah, that when I've been, you know, kind of keeping that deep inside, but you know, I'm just, you know, it's all about, you know, just letting it all out right now, being honest. And yeah, I was not pleased.
That's what we're here for. But yeah, I can tell you was kind of like, all right, he said that, but I'm just going to keep it moving. I'm not gonna ruffle the feathers. And I was looking, especially not like back then, I probably would have been like, but now that I know Alan, yeah, I was like, all right, yeah, he got jokes. That's A to the L. So
no, that was great. I appreciate him letting us come in, and he was, you know, we appreciate him showing up for the video. All the people in Tallahassee came out. You know, they made it happen. So that's kind of what we were doing. We wanted to do a song for the city. You know, obviously Kings and Bane were on the track. Faber made the video, but we just wanted, you know, as many people who could come out to be a part of it. So we appreciate it, and we got good footage, you know, in that station. That some of that footage made it into the video. So I appreciate the opportunity.
Right, and that was pretty dope too, because you said it in the video. You was like, "Yeah, we're recording right now, and this is gonna be in the video." So with me, I was like, you know, watching in the future, like, "Hey, wow, he was right. Yeah. They did it in the video."
Oh yeah, that's how Faber and I have done videos for a while. I mean, we just goes out and he just keeps it rolling. You know, anytime we get good footage, it makes it in. So. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Well, speaking of videos and videos made by Faber with songs constructed by yourself, Mr. Y,
yes,
formerly
sir.
Known as that other name.
Yes, sir.
Let's get to it. Let's get spicy. As get someone spicy. Told me that I'm getting. I got the hot tea. All right, so give a backdrop, at least how it occurred to me. So I'm on Twitter, and my man's Tarif Knockout, you know what I'm saying? He feeling himself a little bit, you know what I'm saying? That's the homie, that's the brother. Also, too, let me preface, before we get into that, like I said, I've worked with my man Y before. We did a track called Never Come Down, which also featured Tarif Knockout, and it's available on my Project Super Enigma. Y'all can go check that out. It's on Bandcamp and on SoundCloud. Do that right now. Anyway, not right now. Listen to the podcast. After the podcast is over, you can check it out.
Please.
But, so, hold up. Wait. Let me see something. So, anyway, so on the podcast, I mean, I'm on Twitter. Tarif Knockout, you know what I'm saying, doing his thing or whatever. He's talking this noise, and he posts a video of a rapper that is, you know, the disclaimer, yeah. So he's talking about a rapper that made a song for the University of Auburn, a.k.a. Auburn Tigers football team, you know, big enough 18. And it looked like it was a new video. it could have been a new video that came out. So I guess Tariq feeling himself like, hey, yo, y'all check this out. Look what these other teams trying to do. So when he posts the video, you know, a couple of tweets come through and people kind of like, yo, that looks like so-and-so. That looks like the guy that used to work with me. That looks like the guy that used to be my assistant professor in this class. So I take the video out. I'm like, all right, I see Tariq getting spicy. You know what I'm saying? He's throwing shade. I take the video out. You know what I'm saying? It's a decent song. You know, you have these songs that, you know, big up, you know, the college football team, you know, various schools or whatever. But this one, you know, it's got a little bop to it. I'm still kind of a little skeptical because, you know, Tariq, like, hey, look at this. But I'm looking, I'm like, dang, this is crazy. Because my man Andrew, I'm like, nah, that ain't him. You know, all white people look alike. I'm being racist right now. That's what's happening. So, but... So I hit Tariq up, and I actually asked my man Y, like, yo, this guy look like Y, right? So it turns out my man Tariq hit me up and was just like, yo, turns out it is Y. Like, what? No, not my man. He's Florida State all the way. His mom works at Florida State. She's a staple at Florida State. Dang, that's not my – nah. He was like, yo, Faber hit me up, told me he directed the video. They did it some years ago, whatever. So I go, and now I got to clarify, did I hit you up or did you hit me up about it?
I hit you up.
Okay.
I think you were the first person that I talked with Faber a little bit about it, but then I hit you up first, I think.
Yeah, so you hit me up, you. Faber. So. At this point, man, go ahead and explain to the people what's good with the Auburn Tigers. I forgot the name of the song. It was pretty dope. But go ahead and let the people know what's the real deal with the video, bro.
Okay. So I went to Auburn for undergrad. And we talked about this earlier. Pretty much wherever I go, national championships follow.
So, word! You know. So, are you recruiters?
I know.
My man's a 5-star recruit.
I know. I know I've got about 4 rings right now, you know, in the past few years. But I went to Auburn from 06 to 09. And I wrote a song, Auburn Boys, in 2006 with my friend Nick Suddeth, who does the second verse. Have you seen the video? He's a guy who he kind of comes out of the gate,
got in the alleyway,
fell in Auburn. Yeah, blue hoodie, yeah. You know, just going in.
Yeah.
So I wrote that, like, I can remember just writing it in, like, the dorm, you know, like, trying not to wake up my roommate, kind of going out into the hall. Wrote it in 06. We would perform it. It kind of just evolved, you know, like, there are a lot of, if you're an Auburn fan, like, I referenced Toomer's Corner. Reference the stadium, obviously players like Bo Jackson, and it just kind of, you know, just being in Auburn as a freshman, I just kind of wanted to capture the feel of, you know, the football team, the university, the town, and everything like that. So wrote it in 06, recorded it in 2008, and put it out on an album that we sold around campus. And We performed at a couple pep rallies when we were there, which those were some of the, you know, best performances I've had in terms of just being, I mean, you know, at Auburn, football's big, like at most schools, you know, in the Southeast.
Right.
And
right.
It would just be like thousands of people out there. And so we had some good times with it. We sold the CD. We gave the profits to, they went to cancer research. So it was kind of like a charitable thing.
Right.
And then it was in 2010 when, you know, Cam Newton's playing for Auburn. Auburn's getting a lot of exposure. It's kind of like this hot, fun team. They're heading to the national championship. And Faber, you know, he said, look, we got to, you know, go ahead and shoot a video for this. It hadn't been that far since we had recorded it. So I think we shot the video late 2010. And, you know, Fable worked in some highlights from all, if you notice, all of those highlights are 2010. You've got like Cam Newton, Michael Dyer, So we put that out, and it was really, I think it was pretty well received with the fans. I don't think it went as viral as, you know, we hoped it would, but I want to say maybe 40,000 views, which is good. You know, I was very grateful for that. You know, Auburn friends from Facebook, they knew the song, and they were like, we're glad you put out the video. And people still, I feel like for the past few years after that, they would post it. They'd be like, hey, we're ready for Georgia. And they'd post the Auburn Boys song, right?
Right.
But, yeah, so I would perform that, like, if I would do a show in Auburn, I probably would perform it. It might be the last song I do. In the same way, when I'm in Tallahassee, the last song I do on a set would be Tallahassee, right? It's just kind of the staple that's going to be in the set that I'm pretty much only going to do if I'm in Auburn, right? And then so, I mean, fast forward a decade later, we're 2019, I had thought of Auburn Boys in a long time, you know, I'm just going about my day, you know, I'm heading to teach at Clemson, you know, I'm two schools removed from that, you know, I went to Florida State for grad school, and I'm working at Clemson, and I started, like, I got a message from a friend. He said, hey, they're hating on Auburn Boys on Barstool. And I know what Barstool is. I'm not like, a lot of people follow it and check it all the time, but I just kind of know what it is. I checked, I said, oh, okay, whatever. And then what got me was, and it was kind of back to back, two people hit me up and they said, hey man, are you doing okay? I see Auburn Boys just getting dragged. And it's kind of like, you know, like, I didn't think anything of it until they are checking on me. You know what I mean? Then you're like, well, thanks. Should I be worried about this? Like, what's going on here? So I check on it, and I think the first time I looked, I mean, they posted it like maybe for 2 days, and it was like 140,000 views. Now you won't see that if you go into YouTube. You have to see it on the link because they put about a 2 minute clip of it, you know, so it doesn't have the whole song. But I was checking it, it was like 140,000 views. Now, that's more than any video I've ever got. You know, if you look at Tallahassee, which was the more successful one we had, it was like 120, you know, which we thought was great for a song about a mid-sized town. But I was like, man, I did not think Auburn Boys.
Man, casually saying he got 120,000 casually.
Well, no, I mean, I'm grateful for it, but I always thought like that, and a lot of that comes honestly from Clemson students. I teach hundreds of Clemson students, and when they find out their professor raps, you know, it just spreads, you know, so I feel like we've gotten more from that. But Auburn Boys just got a ton of, and these are not the good views, you know what I mean? Like, this is more quantity than quality, because what I realized, because I'm a little like, I'm like, I don't understand why this is like in any conversation. This has been up for almost a decade. You know, it's all right song. I hope that I've gotten better since, you know, but I was like, what is going on now? You know, you imagine the confusion. Think about it, like Enigma, how long have you been rapping?
Almost 25 years now.
25 years.
When I first decided I wanted to be a rapper, it was 94.
Okay, so think of a song that maybe you put out, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago.
As far as recording? Far as recording, I'd say 01. I started recording at 01.
Okay, so 01. So if you just woke up one morning and just a random song that you did, you know, a decade ago was, you know, people were talking about it on Twitter, it would be a little strange, right? David. You know, so I was like, how did this happen? And so what I figured out was what Barstools was doing, because, I mean, they're creative. They always have these different types of threads. I think they first posted a Missouri rap, right? And they were joke, because that's all Barstools is. It's just joking. It's college football, trash talk, all that. And it was like a Missouri rep, and it said, man, Missouri doesn't really belong in the SEC after this one. And then I think then they posted one from Georgia, and they were like, man, Georgia doesn't either. And then they posted a Florida. They're like, oh, the rabbit hole goes deeper, you know? And then they got to Auburn. They got to Auburn, and we were right there, just sitting right there for them.
Yo.
So that's what happened. So that's, you know, so it was kind of in a larger thread of just, you know, songs from schools, you know? And yeah, so it was very interesting. I honestly have never gotten that much discussion on Twitter. That was not how I wanted to get discussion on Twitter.
Hey,
you know,
that's what it takes. Going viral.
I'll tell you what though,
as Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah, but that wasn't a good viral. You know, that's not how I wanted to go viral.
But no,
honestly,
that's what it takes. Any press is good press.
Any publicity is good. But I'll tell you this,
right.
Honestly, and I joke with my friends some, I'm like, man, I was like, going viral for the wrong reasons on Twitter, that's like one of my biggest fears. Like, you have people afraid of heights, sharks, you know, like all
right.
Mine is going viral on Twitter for the wrong reasons. And it was kind of fun because I kind of did it and I made it out alive. You know, like I made it through.
Right.
I was like, yes.
Right.
You know,
I mean, so at the end of the day, it wasn't horrible, you know what I'm saying? It was probably, I think the key, the thing is, a lot of people look at these school songs as kind of cliche. Not cliche, but maybe even tacky, if you will.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these fanboys that want to rap and, you know, they're trying to big up these schools at the same time. But no, it wasn't. Some songs can be cringeworthy. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like,
sure. Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't that. Like, you really, you know what I'm saying, you put it down or whatever, and it was just about your school. And same thing with Sharif. Like, when you listen to Lethal Simplicity, like, it doesn't sound like a typical school song because he made it so much to where it had so much swag to it that it was kind of like, you can listen to it and not even think that, okay, he's bigging up his favorite football team. Like, it's a dope song off just
oh,
by
yeah.
itself. You know what I'm saying? Dope.
Oh, yeah, thing with
yeah. And it just came out. So, I think that's really what, when one does a song like that, you want to achieve, but it rarely gets there. And I think that's why it's so funny to clown them, because you're like, yo, y'all probably shouldn't be rapping in the first place.
Right.
And then you
rap
about, you know, the school that, you know, your fans may like, but no one else can really get to it. But that wasn't the case with, and I ain't saying that because I know you, like, it was decent. It wasn't Lethal Simplicity. Lethal Simplicity was a really dope song. I get to read all his props. But it wasn't, there's a ton of songs that sound corny. That wasn't, Auburn Boys wasn't that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all did a dope job with that. So,
oh, I appreciate
anyway,
it. I appreciate it. Yeah, and
you know,
I said, you know, oh, what was that?
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, like, yeah, I just wanted to let them know that that was something that, you know, I wrote in 06, released in 08, video in 2010. So, you know, some stuff ages better than other stuff. Yeah, it was. I mean, I was up there, you know, I was up there at Auburn, you know. I'm not going to say any artists, but there were a lot of different artists that were popular that probably influenced me, you know, at the time.
Right,
I mean,
right,
you think what was
right.
coming out in like 06, 07, you know?
Right.
Yeah. It wasn't a lot of, at least I was not at the time on as much lyricism, you know, as I was later. But yeah, the main thing was I wanted to make sure folks knew that I wasn't trying to, like, it wasn't just a random new song that I put out. Like, oh, check out the new 2019. We're getting ready for the season. This is Auburn. Like, no, that was something that had been out, and it just kind of got caught in that Barstool thread. So, just,
right.
That's just
the thing
about
too,
interesting.
If JC, I hate him. He'll be all right. But No, that's the thing about it too. Like, I thought it was a new video. I thought it was something that just came out. So the fact that you did it 13 years ago, and I'm thinking like, all right, this sounds like somebody that just put this out. Like, that's a testament of how dope, you know what I'm saying, you was then, that you didn't sound that dated. You know what I mean? So, no, that was great.
I appreciate it.
We're going to go ahead and let these people know how much you've improved by playing, you know what I'm saying, two of your tracks. And then we're going to come back and close this thing on out. You know what I mean? So, let me see what we got on deck. Y'all hold tight. We got Don't Quit, and then we're going to come with All Night. My man, Y, Super Y, Super Fly, Super Y, here on the Enigma Self Hour. You got time, baby.
And your boy still at it, and I'ma go hard till they put me in the cast. Yeah, I think I'm losing my mind. I'm barely affording the rent, but buying studio time. I'm two on the grind, they're telling me it's time to give up. Got these shows in the cut that I still show up to and give my all, and I don't even make a dollar, but I make the crowd holler, sweat dripping from my collar. Feels like I'm going harder every time that I'm spitting. Don't know why I can't forget it, don't know why I can't quit it. Half my friends don't get it, saying I'm past my prime and it's time that I finished. Man, I guess I'm in too deep. Late night bumping beats, losing my sleep. Chasing this dream, feeling this within reach. I'm at award shows, giving my acceptance speech. Yeah, I got it already written. I guess that's the reason your boy isn't quit. We don't stop, don't quit. Still grind, still rhyme, make hits. Yeah. And your boy's still at it, and I'ma go hard till they put me in the cask. We don't stop, don't quit. Still grind, still rhyme, make hits.
100 miles of run. They ask you why, I just say I did it for the sermon. Uh-huh. It's the young soldier, say I did it for the service. Collecting all my masters, couldn't say I was a servant. I'm just trying to serve a purpose, yeah, and make sure everything is worth it. Put in that work and make sure everything is perfect. No, put in that work, but don't ever let them work you. My mentality is murder everything before they murk you. And not cause I'm a gangster, nah, not cause I'm a killer, not cause I'm from the hood with thugs and drug dealers. No, this about survival, this is about forbidden, this is about the Bible, everything that's unforgiven. I'm just saying I'm a slave and indebted to you all. I owe you a hotline and every letter is still a ball. It's just an addiction, I wish I could get it all. Rebasing my face off and did it in front of y'all, so y'all just as guilty. Just as filthy, watching me dig into myself for y'all just to feel me, for y'all just to kill me.
We don't stop, don't quit. Still grind, still rhyme, make hits. Yeah, and your boy's still at it, and I'ma go hard till they put me in the cask. We don't stop, don't quit. Still grind, still rhyme, make hits. Yeah, and your boy's still at it, and I'ma go hard till they put me in the cask. Lord knows it ain't about award shows. Going platinum, selling out, stacking more dough. All I'm doing is chasing the fortune and fame. Then all these tracks that I'm recording are in vain. I used to think a fat bank statement indicated you made it. And if you didn't have it, well, then you would have to fake it. I kept on making them, I got money to blow songs. Now I understand that approach was so wrong. Cause God gave me a passion, a new vision, and a new reason for rap. Cause I'm feeling unstoppable. He opened up doors that I never thought were possible. I pray that I don't stray in the booth on the mic. I pray I point to the way, the truth and the life. I pray I grind and I utilize the talent I've been given to glorify God, the reason I ain't quitting. Yeah, we don't stop, don't quit. Still grind, still rhyme, make hits. Yeah, and your boy's still at it, and I'ma go hard till they put me in the cask. We don't stop, don't quit. Still grind, still rhyme, make hits. Yeah, and your boy's still at it, and I'ma go hard till they put me in the cask. It's super fly, super wild.
I go by the name of Mr. Keys, y'all. And tonight I want to introduce to you one of my little homies from around the way.
And I'm on my grind, I'ma get it, I'm going. All night, we got them feeling alright, hey. And everybody knows what we're doing. The top is what we're pursuing. And we're never stopping the settling. Now we just keep it moving, let's go. Stepping on the scene.
seen in Superfly YT. Cut the lights, give me the mic, now I got all eyes on me. And the bill is packed to capacity, so naturally I'm in my zone. I'm going in and I'ma go harder than I've ever gone. It's evident the boys in beast mode. I ball so hard to make them want a free throw. I'm on the ground, but I'm about to blow up like a mine on the ground, hustling like Pete Rose. I'm that dude with the flow that'll take down your ego. I came in like Peyton, I sent a pack in like Tebow. Gone with it, I'm gon' get it. The club jumping every time that they see me rap. I put it down when I'm in it doing shows. They remember you could even go and ask amnesia acts. I come back every time I do it better. I'm more elusive on the mic. No one's sleeping on me now. I give it to them all night.
We going all night.
I'm blowing by competition and I'm on my grind. I'ma get it, I'm going
all night.
Is impossible, and when you got that vision, then ain't nobody stopping you. Fear is never present because failure isn't optional. I gotta get it in, never giving in to anything that'll slow down a momentum. Whether in the booth or on the stage, it don't really matter. Put me on the mic and I'ma go get them. They ask me if I'ma kill it, and I'm insulted by the question. I ain't playing this year.
No
red shirt freshman, I'm in here. They can see me now. I'm doing the things that they tweet about. Can't nobody do nothing to defeat me now. I'm pushing past all limits, I ain't backing down. They told me to keep my feet on the ground, but I've already taken flight. And it's that red eye special, I give it to them all night.
We going all night, we got them feeling alright, yeah, yeah.
They said I couldn't do it, I did it, just put me on the mic, I'ma rip it. I'm blowing by competition and I'm on my grind, I'ma get it, I'm going
all night.
System up and ride with me. It's alright, all night. It's alright, all night. You know what happens when we come around? We hit the club and then we shut it down. It's alright, all night. It's alright, all night.
We going all night. We got them feeling alright, alright, yeah.
They said I couldn't do it, I did it. Just put me on the mic. I'm blowing by competition and I'm on my grind, I'ma get it, I'm going
all night, all night. We got them feeling alright, alright, yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows what we're doing. The top is what we're pursuing and we're never stopping the settling. Now we just keep it moving, let's go.
Yes, sir. We back. This is the Enigma Sub Hour. That's my man, Super Wild, with All Night and Don't Quit. You know what I mean? So, hey, you're looking at the Auburn Boys video. Oh, yeah, Twisted. My man got bars. He got songs that can go all night.
Yes, sir.
So, yo, before we get up out of here, man, let these people know what you got going on at this point, man, or what you got planned for the future.
I'm up here at Clemson, you know. I hated to leave, but, you know, I got a job, so I had to take the job. You know how it is.
You got to get that money, you got to get them rings, you know what I mean? Dabble got them boys on top of it.
Yeah, two rings since I've been, they ain't won a ring in like 30 plus years. I get here and it's two, just boom, boom, you know.
Just bang, bang. So,
just like that. So I'm teaching sociology right now. Teaching a lot of different classes. I perform every now and then. Like when I come into Tallahassee, I'll do shows. This is interesting. I've been performing at this Marine base. I'm going to head back there in a couple weeks. My friend Nick Suddeth, who's in the Auburn Boys rap video, he actually became a chaplain in the military. So we would go and we would perform at their one of their services and perform for like 2,000 recruits. And so that's like up there. I mean, it's a really powerful experience. So I'll be doing that. I saw D1 last week, and that kind of gave me some good vibes and energy and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got those two songs, right? Those would likely make an album that I'm working on. I haven't put out, an album in a long time. We would just put out kind of singles and videos, but I want to put something together, maybe 10, 12 tracks. And it'd be interesting. Right now, what I'm trying to do is just make it all make sense, because this is literally like a decade of doing music. So not all the stuff that I've made would make the cut, which is a good thing. I just kind of want the stuff that I can still stand by to be on this project. So I'm kind of in that space now. It would be something to where I would love to have come out, maybe in a few months or so, but I have to polish up a few things. But yeah, I'm just kind of teaching, still doing music, still doing shows, whenever I can. Doing features. I love to do features, So I think the last feature I did was with you, actually.
Hey, which was dope.
So I appreciate. Yeah, that was the last thing I recorded before I left Tallahassee. So that was a good time. Yeah.
That's not an outlaw.
So that's
my bro.
Yeah, definitely. And so that's kind of just where I am. I also am trying to publish a couple articles for my dissertation. My dissertation was on teachers' views and uses of hip hop culture in the classroom. And so I've been working with some professors at Florida State, and I need to just kind of get those papers out, because I'm interested in how, appropriate, the best ways to bring hip hop into the classroom and the ways not to do it. Just I think as someone who's in academia, but also I've been rapping since I was 12 years old, I've kind of been able to make it make sense for myself and students. How applicable is that for other teachers? That's kind of my research interest right now. So I'm blessed to be able to kind of just combine all these passions into one.
All right, well, that's dope, bro. I got one more question, because when you were down here, you was working with Dr. Lisa, and she has the sociology and hip-hop course over at Florida State. Do you plan on, or do you think you'll try to start a similar course up at Clemson?
I would love to. What has happened is we have so many, whether like Clemson is increasing enrollment, and so I'm like this semester I'm teaching a load of 6 classes, which a lot of people think is unheard of, but I just keep going and I just do it. And they've needed me to teach more of the required, courses and stuff like that. But I still bring hip hop into those classes in different ways. Like when I teach sociology of education, there'll be a unit on culturally relevant pedagogy, right? And so a lot of those scholars will talk about bringing hip hop into the classroom. So I definitely would like to do it. Right now, I've just kind of been the workhorse, just trying to teach what they need me to teach right now. But what I have done is, and this is just in kind of the early stages, I've hooked up someone who was in my class who was wanted to do an event with hip hop. I connected them with Jimmy from the Curators of Hip Hop and Jermaine. Did you ever go to any of those events that the Curators of Hip Hop would put on?
Maybe
they would show a documentary. Okay.
Well, me and Jimmy, I knew it from high school, so that's the home.
Yeah. So they would put on symposiums, shows, show their documentary. So I think we're gonna bring them to Clemson in pretty soon, like in a couple of weeks. If this doesn't work out, we'll do it, in the future. But I would love to do more of that. I'd love to get, if the funds are right, because, you always got to make sure you can pay for it. I'd love to bring you know, you and Cap Six and, you know, all Tallahassee artists up here for some type of, you know, show symposium or something like that. You know,
Yeah,
I wanna, you know, make sure that we can do that. So, yeah, there might be a class, but there can always be events, you know, coming up in the future as well.
No doubt. Well, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up, bro. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, giving your time, you know what I'm saying, to come to the podcast and speak your peace and spread this spice, you know what I mean, as well as, you know what I'm saying, keep us abreast on what you're going. Of course, we miss you and miss your presence down here, bro, you know what I'm saying, but keep doing what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? I'm always support you, man.
Thank you, man. I love the podcast, so y'all make sure that you tune. Is it every, it's every week?
Yeah, I do the live joint every Friday on YouTube, and the podcast is posted on Freedom Train Radio every Monday.
Oh, great, great. Nice, nice. Well, yeah, I appreciate you, you know, having me on, and I'm looking forward to getting back to Tallahassee. You know, I'll probably be back mid-March or so, you know, for a week when we have spring break. Talking with you, hearing those songs, it just kind of made me miss Tallahassee a little bit because, you know, I was thinking of just those two songs. You know, I recorded those a little while ago, but Kings produced one, Outlawed produced another, J-Love was on one track, Lance Markeith was on another one. I recorded one at Lalo Studios, the other one at GFAT 360. So you really...
Yo, that's Lalo, yeah.
Yes, yeah, but it's really the thing that I'm most grateful of is like all the relationships that you gain, you know, through this.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And I hope to continue to do that. So,
no doubt, bro. I appreciate you. Yo, we're going to go ahead and end this thing off. I told my man Trim that I was going to play one of his joints because I was trying to look for joints and try to get him off his butt, Paul, to get some new songs out here. So we're going to end this with AKA Tay, my man Trim Soul. I'll be back next week. Again, y'all can check out the live joint after it's recorded on YouTube at youtube.com/enigmaself927. Those in YouTube, you can check out the podcast. They'll be posted this Monday and every Monday at freedomtrainradio.com. All right? This is the Enigma Self Hour. And we out of here. Y'all have some fun and be safe. Peace.
Okay, now look up in the sky. It's birds flying. Know it's Superman, Trim Soul, AKA Tang. On the way, yeah. Riding really hard for my pay. I'ma show you who I am, where I'm from, and why I stay. I work with this grim feeling like Mandy and Billy, but silly me said their names backwards. Let's repeat. I work with this grim feeling like Billy and Mandy. I'm dandy, but damaging everything that I come and reach. With the city, only get this chilling feeling cause of me, kid. That boy cold. No return like 03 to cultivate the crop. Rise, get green, then I'm going for my shot. But I gotta switch three. I'm wishing for bit leeches, long term sprinting. My bro say that I'm a cheater. By the way, I speed it up. I treat it like I've been leading these whack rappers. My Wheaties and nutritious, what I'm eating. Eat them up, eat them up. Yeah.
Now I'm back at Glenn's spot. Vibing, headbanging, trying not to pout. But I couldn't help from thinking, what am I doing now? Am I really trying to make it? Do I really want to make entertainment out of operations? But I'm crafted, practically made for this, and I know Tallahassee, place that I live, the alien zone. Is this fantasy? Can you reveal what's real and what's false? When I'm shrouded in the clouds and I'm trying not to fall, going down, baby. I'm still around, baby. I bust around, look at me now, Christopher Brown, baby. I phase out for a minute, then I'm back again, ignoring like a foreign. Y'all forgetting I'm an alien.
What? Say again?
Ignoring like I'm foreign. Y'all forgetting I'm an alien.
So when you looking for me, you gon' have to
look up in the sky. It's a bird, it's a plane. No lie, that's AKA Tay. Trim Soul coming back on the way. About to show you who I am and from where I got the name. A shot of Crown Royal, Regal, Apple, and the J is the reason why I'm chilling in this elevated state. And though I usher my confessions, Lord forgive me for my ways. I heard that I'm in your image, the mirror reflects these things. So my first name's Devontae like Jodeci, but I swing towards my nickname for my family, which is Tay. Now that's a little short for an alias, I'll admit. So I'm trying to create the rift between letters like Eagle Wing. So T, that's what traverse, cause I'm thinking about hitting turf. Me and different people on different areas of the earth. And E is for that ever.
sympathy. I always show on sympathy and hope I imprint memories of those who are a friend to me. And so, well, that's just that light that's in your spirit, shining just like the sun. Though I'm trying to shine it clear. The name is Trim Soul, leaving after my dying day. But if you can't recollect, just call me AKA Tay. AKA Tay, 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 AKA Tay.